Lifting the Veil is your new go-to podcast to gain an exclusive and unfiltered glimpse into the world of weddings. A must-listen for both seasoned vendors and soon-to-be newlyweds, where we will embark on an exploratory journey through all things weddings. From the essential knowledge you need, to the knowledge you don't, to the often overlooked, we're leaving no stone unturned. We'll also dive into the aftermath of a global pandemic that reshaped the weddings you used to know. Join us as we lift the veil and empower you to plan, hire, execute, and celebrate your event with confidence and flair.
I'm Kathy.
I'm Christina.
And we are here. We've got our little drinks. We're going to virtual.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. Not virtual. We're here. We're across the table from each other. But we've got our drinks to celebrate, and we're going to get started today talking about 2024 wedding trends. Mm-hmm. I know this has, it's over and done because we're through Q1 and most everyone has already addressed this. I kind of have a little bit of a different take on it.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. So just as we look into the whole new year coming up, 2024 wedding trends. You know, you start hearing about the New Year's wedding trends in November, December of the year prior. And what I noticed as a planner, you know, pay attention to these, watch these kind of things. There's a common theme every year that just gets under my skin just a hair.
Oh, tell.
So I think it comes down to the pressure these trends put on couples to execute X, to make sure that their wedding follows this trend, or you feel like you've kind of got the undertone, it's not going to be as good of a wedding.
Yep.
So I kind of wanted to, I don't know, do you run into that with photography?
I have big feelings on trends. Like, I love it all. It's, you know, adds to the party, but I've got feelings, so.
And trends have their place. Don't get it twisted. Like, it's in, you know, I'm old enough to know I've seen trends from, I'm going to date myself, but from even like the late 70s to 80s to 90s to 2000 to today, I've been around a long time, and you see trends come back. I mean, high-waisted jeans and bell-bottoms are back in. And, you know, who do those look good on? Certainly not me.
Not me. Your girl's got a spare tire hanging out. We do not need that.
No. So that trend will never live in this house ever. Mm-hmm. So
I'm always going to be here for a champagne tower, though. Like,
I am. Okay.
I do love a good champagne tower.
I know. Those did come out last year. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to do them now, and I'm never sorry we do them.
No,
so
they're so cute.
So there's good trends that I think stick around that aren't super off the chart, affordable. I mean, expensive, but that really do add like a pop. And for photography, like, you can't beat a good champagne tower in the middle of the floor,
even if it falls apart. Like, so cute.
Well, and we're going to get into that too on other things. Like, you got to find laughter and joy in the mistakes, because if you cannot roll with the mistake of your that happens in your wedding, because every wedding has one, whether you know
something
it or not.
Something little, something big. Who knows?
Right.
Something,
so,
though.
All right. So I sat in on a webinar a couple of months ago from a very popular wedding network. Let's just call it The Fray.
I see what you did there, Kathy. I hear you. Miss ma'am.
Let's call it that. And I'm not throwing them under the bus. It was it was a good webinar, and it was for planners and people in the industry, so that's all fine and good. But it got me thinking, if that information got out to couples, and you know it's got to, because these vendors are going to share this information that they learn from this industry insider. I think that's where the pressure starts.
Yeah.
So you've got planners, you've got photographers, you've got decorators, you've got design artists that come in and say, oh, you need to do X. And that's fine if you're in the luxe or ultra luxe category of wedding planning. And again, we're going to get into those later. But if you're in, I'm an everyday bride with an average, and I don't use everyday, average, or standard in a negative way at all.
No, yeah.
At all. That's our bread and butter most of the time. But if you're an average, everyday, real bride, real wedding, real couple, then the trends can, I think, scare you sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I think there's just so much input all the time. Instagram, Pinterest, like TikTok. There's just constant input on what other people feel like their opinion of our wedding day should be, or how we should conform to society's vision of what a wedding should look like. But in reality, a wedding is about you as a couple.
Well, and how long does it take for a couple to get engaged and get their first piece of advice?
Have a second.
As soon as they tell the first person they're engaged, the advice starts flowing in. So, okay, again, we've got so many topics.
I know.
So this is just episode one. And so I want to just kind of run through some of the trends they talked about. And some I've seen and some I haven't and some I have heard have happened. And let's just weigh in real quick. We're going to cherry pick some of these on whether or not they're practical.
Okay.
Okay,
just, so that's all we're voting on right
now. It's just whether or not they're really practical for the everyday couple.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
The I'm doing air quotes. Our real couples.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
We already said champagne towers.
Here for it. Yes.
Yes. Love
it. It's practical.
Love it. I love it. Permanent jewelry.
I mean, neither here nor there. I don't know. I haven't experienced that one. Have you?
Okay. I have. I'm here for it.
Okay.
It's not as expensive as you would think. The only piece that you have to factor into permanent jewelry at your event space or your wedding is if it's not happening in the same exact area that the reception's happening, like if it's happening in a hallway or a foyer or a different area, it pulls guests. Because it is a really cool thing because it's a permanent piece of jewelry they don't have to pay for. You can shower in it. It's, it's an awesome gift guest favor. And I'm not even always down with guest favors because, again, it is an added cost.
Yeah,
but it's not over-the-top expensive. It is very interesting, but you've got to think about placement because it will pull guests from your reception if it's not in the exact reception space.
Okay.
So keep that in mind because it takes a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
To sit and have everyone.
To have those guest experiences. Yeah.
One that kind of goes along with that, piercings. A piercing bar.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
I'm not here for it.
You're not. I mean, I think it would depend on the couple, but to me, like a whole bunch of, I don't know.
Well, and don't get it twisted. Anybody that wants to do these things, that's fine. I'm just...
Yeah, no hate. No,
I'm
no
just
shame.
Trying to think.
Like, logistically, though, like, I don't know. Like, that seems like a really fun bachelorette experience or, yeah. I don't know that for me, like, I can envision that as wedding.
Well, and right along away. That same line was, were tattoos. Not temporary.
It's so cool, though. I just don't know, like... I don't know that logistically it
on
makes
a timing
sense.
Perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, how long do tattoos take? Like, what are you getting?
I mean,
a star?
That'd be so rad. What is the Friends episode where Phoebe gets like
gets the dot? And she's like, that's the view of the earth that my mother sees. I love that. Okay. So look, if you want to have a tattoo
it's so
artist.
Cool. I don't know logistically if it makes sense, but I mean, here's to you if you can work it out.
I know. So again, I think some of these are really fun and I'm not hating on them. I don't want them to be misconstrued and have people say this. Okay, we're going to go through some of these other ones.
We're going to have to go quicker, Kathy.
I know. Okay, so disposable cameras, that trend, that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, it's fine.
It keeps coming back and forth. I don't love it. There's a replacement for it now that a lot of people are doing where they're doing QR codes for guests to upload the photos they take for the couple.
There's apps, too, like that are like, I just feel like less wasteful. I also like, I don't care. Do whatever you want. The disposable cameras don't get in my way, but it seems wasteful for money when you can just set up an app to do it.
It's good for like if you want that kind of vintagey, like retro throwback vibe. That's kind of cool. But again, from a sustainability standpoint, if you know anything about me, I'm not here for it. I don't like that. I don't like custom water bottles.
Yeah.
Every one of my brides that want to do custom water bottles will laugh at me and we make fun of each other and it's all fine. I'll do it. I just don't love them.
Yeah.
Private last dances.
Oh, here for it. 100%.
I'm so here. But it's funny to me that I have seen just last year how much TikTok and Instagram would show that as a new trend.
It's not a new trend.
Girl, we've been doing that so long.
I think that anything experience focused... It's here.
Done. Yeah.
I'm here for it. Yeah. I'm here for it, especially when it's like giving the couple a moment to breathe and to enjoy each other. Yes, 100%.
You know, interestingly enough, I've had several weddings where certain people, not the couple, but that are very close to the couple, get really upset when I ask them to leave the room for the couple to have a private
dance. I don't get that. We experience that all the time, too. And as photographers, like... I will walk up to somebody and be like, excuse me, I'm so sorry, but this is going to be a private moment for the couple. So we're going to ask you to go back outside.
Right.
And there's been situations where Will and I have been like, all right, here we come. Here's your couple bodyguard. We're going to show you the room out. But some of the best pictures, straight up, some of the best photos we've had of couples dancing have been from that private last dance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. These are not new, but I'll just throw these in there real quick. Ice sculptures.
Hmm. cool, whatever. I mean, if you got the money to spend, fine, but yeah. It seems unnecessary.
They're fine. Again, mm-hmm. I'm like you. If they've got the money to spend on it, that's fine. I don't think it adds anything over the top to your wedding day.
Unnecessary. Yeah. I think we have done one wedding with that, and I do remember like the couple being very excited about it, but nobody else really. Right, does that make sense?
Yeah, so. And that goes back to if that works for you, then do it for you.
Right.
Audio guest books.
Cool.
They're really big now. Those are coming in. There's a new company that I'm going to go ahead and give her a little plug here. The Occasion Society. Their audio book is a phone booth. And I've already told her I'm obsessed with it.
Okay.
I'm just dying for somebody to use it. Ombre florals or monochromatic florals are all in this year.
Monochromatic or super colorful? Monochromatic?
But like ombre'd in.
Oh, okay. I mean, I really don't care about florals. Like, I know I'm going to get so much hate for that. I just don't. Like, have beautiful florals, have no florals. I really don't care. Like, yes, cool, whatever, great, love that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but that, I brought that one up because that one is, that can really get expensive when you're doing super, super colorful. And my florists are probably cringing because I'm not a florist, so I don't know all this. But when you're doing florals and you want like an ombre look of bright, intense colors, you're starting to lean heavily into design and dense flowers, and that gets expensive.
Yeah.
So that's a trend this year, and that's great. Mm-hmm. They're stunning, and I am here for that. Mm-hmm. But it's not practical, again, for your everyday bride.
Yeah, I think that florals in general... They really, I mean, just elevate a space, elevate the design. So again, if you have the money to spend on florals and make a space extra extravagant and beautiful, I love that.
Yeah, roll with
it. It's always fun to have more elements and layers to piece into a photo and to kind of feature a couple within. But like to me, that's not a make or break for a wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Day after parties and brunches.
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, cool.
I'm fine with it when it's the family.
Okay.
I don't like it when I feel like the bride and groom feel obligated to attend that event.
Oh, yeah, no way. We had a brunch after our wedding like 10 years ago. We didn't go.
Yeah.
It was like our family. They went, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the recurring theme here is... That's a great concept. Love that for you, whatever the concept is. Yeah.
Wedding scenting.
Yeah, again, don't know what you're talking about. I am looking really lame here. I don't.
So that
what is this?
So scenting? that is scenting a room so that it has the smell you want it to have when guests walk in.
Okay, hold on. Who's doing this?
I actually have a couple of brides doing it.
What? Are you spraying the room?
No. It's like either candles or like aromatic dispensers, so that you. The room
because there's not enough to stress about already.
Right. Oh, I had a bride that did
I'm
not...
sorry. I vote no to that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You do you, boo. But like, what a waste of time and energy and like stuff to stress about. Does it make it extra magical?
I mean...
How much extra magical?
I don't think it makes it extra magical. It's nice. Now, I think where I sit on this is you absolutely don't have to do it. But it does. The flip side of that makes me super attuned to foods that are very smelly.
Okay.
So, like, if you do broccoli or asparagus or Brussels sprouts, not asparagus. I don't watch asparagus. Brussels sprouts, those are a heavy, almost kind of offensive smell.
Okay.
When you walk into a room. So, I actually do typically tell couples to think about a over-the-top aromatic food they might be serving and what it might do to have you walk in and smell Brussels sprouts.
I don't think I've ever noticed that in a room. When I think about scent, I think about, like, I grew up Catholic and walking into the Catholic church and, like, all of the many different colognes and perfumes and, like, I don't know. Maybe that's why my brain's going pass, but.
Yeah, no, these are more subtle. Like, I have a wedding coming up and the bride has picked a specific Jo Malone candle that she wants to burn. And so, like, it's at the front foyer of the entrance space.
Okay.
And I love it.
Cool.
And that's not expensive. So like, that's a cool little trend, but it's not expensive. So I'm actually here for it.
Okay. Well, maybe I just need to experience it. maybe that's what it is.
All right. And then there's a couple of other ones that we can just go real quick. On-site embroidery, embossing, or customization of your guest favors. That's cool, but really those are expensive.
Are they?
Yeah.
See, okay, so, and maybe this is important to prerequisite, maybe this is great for a first episode because I come into weddings with a very, like, whatever you want attitude. And my focus is always the interactions of people. When Will and I shoot a wedding, we're always looking for the laughter, the happy tears, the nervous hands. And so I really just don't even into my bandwidth. I don't even take in prices and things like that. It just is not factored into my workflow.
That's a really, really strong point you just brought up, because, and this is going to play into how to hire a photographer, which is going to be one of the episodes we're going to do, like what you need to look at when you're hiring a photographer, because do you want a photographer to showcase your brand and style? And I say brand, like you want all these things, these little add-ons that we're talking about that really talk about, like showcase who you are as a couple or who you are as a person. Because let's don't get it twisted. Sometimes weddings are just about, you know, the style of one person. Mm-hmm. And, or do you want the personal, intimate approach to it? And I am, you know, I think that's why you and I mesh so well, is that I really like your approach to photography, because all of these things that we're talking about, and I'm using that word things, go away. But the emotion and the connection you make with people is just lifetime.
Yeah.
And so I'm always, as a planner, I used to say, and this is bad to say for episode one, but I'm going to just put it out there. Mm-hmm. I used to say I was kind of the anti-wedding planner. And I, look, there's going to be a shade thrown for that.
Oh, Kathy said it.
But I used to say that because I don't think you have to get caught up in all of this.
Yeah. Like,
these are fun. These are good trends. They're enjoyable. They're going to be a wow factor.
Yeah.
And there's more on the list, but we're going to stop there. These are fun. This does not mean, if you don't have these, that your wedding day is not going to be fun.
Right.
And so I think, again, circling back to our initial kickoff of this call or this podcast, is I don't want a couple to get sucked into that. I want them to understand that a wedding is about the two of them and bringing their families together.
Mm-hmm.
If all of your friends are there with you, that is just frosting on the cake. And yes, I mean all of that in its punniness, punning and wonderfulness. So, you know, that's... To wrap this up, I think you and I were speaking before this. So what do you think the trendiest thing is of all that you can do for your wedding day?
Yeah, I really just think it's whatever you feel shares who you are as an individual and a couple together with your guests. It's inviting them into your world, your relationship, your forever. Like that's, if you can find a way to personalize that. So like for me, it would be like throwing tortillas because Texas Tech, Reckham, you know, or, you know, like incorporating old cameras, antique cameras into design, like finding ways that are unique to you as a couple and incorporating that element as your own trend.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I know that sounds cliche to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I think even if I was listening to this, I might be like, okay, yeah, everybody says the trendiest thing is to do what you want to do. But how many times do you have to hear that before it sinks in?
Yeah.
So I think...
And you only get one wedding.
I 100% completely agree.
No,
you do what, right, in theory, you do what works for you, what works for your partner, and what is going to live in your home to tell the story of your marriage that started your life together.
Yep.
And
imagine the 50 years from now when you're at your 50th wedding anniversary party with all your kids and grandkids. What's the thing that you're going to talk about?
Right.
Is it, it's the memories from the wedding.
Well, and you know, this, just to wrap this up, I had a call with a bride this morning and her mom was in the car with her and her mom said, I just don't know what to do with all this stuff. Like there's so much. Mm. When I got married in my living room.
Mm.
And what I find interesting about that is that that is a really good perspective because is she any less married than anybody that gets married today with all the stuff?
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
Right.
And she's been with her husband all these years. They have a family. She has a daughter and her daughter's now getting married.
Right.
So you do what works for you as your family and your budget. And, you know, we as planners are going to make sure your day is stunningly perfect.
Right.
Does that mean you've got $75,000 worth of florals hanging from the ceiling? No. It might just mean you're having moments with the people that really matter to you all together in one space where you don't have that all the time. And we love that. That's what we're really here for.
Yeah.
So, all right.
There
so I think that concludes our episode one on 2024 wedding trends and doing what matters to you.
Yeah.
We've got a whole lot more to get into and I think it's going to just get deeper and saltier as we go. And we might have some episodes come up where we have to use TV mature words. So we're going to have to be, we're going to be careful with those as we start getting into more of our rants.
But there we go.
But I'm excited. Thank you for sharing all of this with us. And I'm looking forward to our next episode.
So excited.
Okay. We'll see you guys next time.